basking in the sunshine. Basking in the sunshine of Faribault as we get ready for our second game from this site today, that being Watkins and the Piers Lakers on KASM Radio. This should be a wonderful game. Watkins, the number 2 seed out of Region 15C, and the Piers Lakers, they come in out of Region 8C, and we know how good Region 8C is, and the Piers Lakers, they come in as the number 4 seed. So this is a number 2 and 4 game this afternoon here on KASM Radio. Our game being brought to you by our fine sponsors from the Watkins area. Ertl Hardware over in Watkins, Corky's Bar and Grill in Richmond, Dairyland Supply, Sox Center, Excavating over in Belgrade, Columbia Gear of Avon, Rambo, Farmers and Merchants, State Bank, Painesville, Mutual Insurance, bringing us Watkins Clippers baseball today, along with Albany Chrysler Center, Erkins Water in Cold Springs, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, and Pep's Pork, bringing us our Watkins Clippers game this afternoon here on KASM Radio. The Watkins Clippers, no stranger to this state tournament, as they have made it a priority every year to try to get back to the state tournament after winning a title back in 2002. So, yeah, it's going to be a good one today as Region 15 goes against Region 8 here on KASM. We'll get to those starting lineups. That's coming up in a minute on KASM Radio. Hey, welcome back to this year's state tournament. We're at Bell Field in Faribault as we get ready for the Watkins and Piers Laker game this afternoon. Let's bring you the starting lineups. First of all, for the Watkins Clippers, they are managed by Matt Geislinger, and Matt will field this lineup today. Nolan Geislinger leads it off at short. Lincoln Hogan will bat second, doing the catching. Kevin Kramer bats third in center field. Dan Berg will bat fourth. Dan is in right field. Brendan Ashton bats fifth at first base. Carter Block will bat sixth at second base. Carson Geislinger bats seventh. Carson in left field. Justin Thompson will bat eighth. Justin's going to get the ball today for Matt Geislinger. He bats eighth and doing the pitching. And Landon Nyman will bat ninth. He's the DH and batting for Dustin Kramer, the third baseman. That lineup again for Watkins today. Nolan Geislinger, Lincoln Haugen, and Kevin Kramer. Dan Berg, Brendan Ashton, and Carter Block, Carson Geislinger, Justin Thompson, and Landon Nyman with Dustin Kramer at third base. For the Piers Lakers, Piers leads off Paul Herman. He is at second base. He'll bat lead off today. Chad Wiest will bat second in left field. Preston Rauschlow bats third at first base. Ryan Deers will bat fourth. He is at first base. Pete Herman bats fifth at third base. Carter Petron bats sixth in right field. Brady Petron bats seventh at shortstop. Noah Sokolow bat eighth, doing the catching. Mitch Waitala will bat ninth. He's the DH today. And Luke Gertz will play center field, and Luke will be DH for that lineup for the Piers Lakers. Looks like this: Paul Herman, Chad Wiest, and Preston Rauschlow. Ryan Deers, Pete Herman, Carter Petron, Brady Petron, Noah Sokolow, and Mitch Waitala. Luke Gertz being in center field. Let's take a 2-minute timeout here on KASM. Hey, welcome back to Faribault and Bell Field as we get set for Watkins and the Piers Lakers here on KASM. Randy Rothstein with you. I'll be joined by Kirby Hemish here at some point, as Kirby is making his way from Dundas, where the Cold Spring Rockies were having their way today with New York Mills. And I don't know, Kirby rushed out of that ball game and probably did because he wanted to get to this game. I did not see that final in that ball game. The last I heard, it was 17-4. 17-4 Rockies in that ball game. Some scores today. Loretto, they beat Waterville last night, actually 10-7. And then last night, Brompton over Gaylord 7-3. Brompton beat Gaylord 7-3 last night. Some other ball games today. Earlier in Dundas, Avon comes from behind and beats Fairmont 4-3. And then that Cold Spring Rocky and New York Mills game, don't have a final on that yet. Here in Faribault, Our first ball game today had Urbank defeating Sartell 4-2. Urbank over Sartell 4-2. And it was El Rosa defeating Montgomery 3-1. The 3-1 El Rosa over Montgomery today. So, yeah, been good baseball. And now Justin Thompson on the mound for Watkins. He is taking his warm-up tosses. Let's set the Clippers up for you defensively. Over at third base, Dustin Kramer at shortstop, Nolan Geislinger at second base, Carter Block, and at first base, Brendan Ashton. In left field today, Carson Geislinger. Out in center field, Kevin Kramer and Danny Berg. Out in right field. Behind the plate, Lincoln Hogan. Lincoln left last Sunday's game with a foot injury after falling a pitch off of his foot in the first inning. Did not play the preceding ball game and games for Watkins last Sunday, but appears to be okay as we're ready to go for the Piers Lakers. Paul Herman stepping into the box. And here this afternoon at 4:28, scheduled time 4:30, we're baseball on as Herman fouls the first pitch out of play. That's going to go over by the state board trailers down the right field line, or make it the left field line, and 0-1 to Herman. Be Herman, Chad Weiss, and Preston Rauschlow here in the first for the Piers Lakers. Thompson works from the stretch and a pop-up to shallow right field. Block out, and Carter's not going to be able to make that catch as that'll be a seeing eye single for Paul Herman here in the first inning. And the Lakers with a base runner. We've got the wind. I can't see because the flag in center field is extremely still, because there's big trees out in center field and it just doesn't hit that flag very good. But boy, the trees to the right of me blowing pretty darn good. And so we got a strong wind, I would say anywhere that 10 to 15 miles an hour this afternoon. As coming up to the plate, Chad Weiss, the left fielder for Pierce, shows bunt, puts a great bunt down back to Thompson on the mound. Justin will flip to first and 1-3 on the putout. Nice sacrifice bunt and just a great bunt. Like to see that. 1-3, Piers working for an early run, trying to get a run on the Clippers. Gonna bring Preston Rauschlow to the plate. Preston, right-handed hitter. He's gonna do the pitching today for the Lakers. Big, tall righty. At the plate, and Preston takes the pitch from Justin Thompson, high for ball 1-0. Craig Ehrlichman, our base umpire today. Those in Central Minnesota, familiar with Craig. He is behind the plate. He's got the call at home plate this afternoon. And the pitch from Thompson, it's fouled at the plate by Rauschlow, and the count at 1-1. Now Piers, they have the advantage. They got three ball teams in Piers, and of course they can choose from many players. And so Kirby, I got all your lineups filled out, so you're ready to go, dude. Here's a ground ball to short. Nolan Geislinger picks it up. He'll throw it across the diamond. And 6-3 on the putout. Going to third is Herman on the play. We'll be joined by Kirby in the bottom of the first inning. We'll let him catch his breath. It's almost like running a marathon from Dundas to Faribault. 6-3 on the putout of Preston Rauschlow. Two outs, and here's Ryan Deers. Deers, big left-handed hitter. As working from the stretch, Thompson, and the pitch to Deers. There's a strike and 0-1. But I was saying they have the advantage. They can draw from a lot of the Piers area ball players, from the Little Falls area. So there's a lot of teams that use that whole area as a feeder system to their programs. Big curveball from Justin Thompson, and the count at 1-1 to Ryan Deers. If you're just joining us, this game between Watkins and the Piers Lakers, it is single elimination all the way through the Class C tournament. Ground ball to first. Down on it, Brendan Ashton. He'll win the race to the bag. The unassisted put out for the first baseman, and that'll do it for Piers in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. One half inning in our books. It's Piers nothing. Watkins coming to bat. We're back in 1.5 here on KASM. All right, we're back here in Faribault as we're set for the bottom of the first inning in the Watkins Clippers. Gonna bat Nolan Geislinger. We'll see Lincoln Hogan. And also coming up to the plate here and the first to be Kevin Kramer. No score. The Piers Lakers getting themselves a hit in that first inning, but no score here as Nolan Geislinger steps into the batter's box. And the first pitch to Nolan is strike called and 0-1. Now make it a ball and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Ready on the mound is Rushlow, and Geislinger will take a strike. No, the ball again and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes.
How you been?
2-0 the count, Kirby. I've been good.
That's good.
2-0 the count. There's a strike called and a 2-1. Two balls, one strike. As Rushlow kicks and delivers. There's Geislinger grounding it to second, over to first, and 4-3 on the putout. All right, Curb. What was your final over there?
20-4.
20-4.
20-4.
Wow.
I mean, the Rockies doubles, seven of them. They had a. I mean, they're just pounding the ball. It was really fun to watch, and to think that they play Watertown next week, and we know they can hit.
They can hit, that's for sure. That'll bring Lincoln Hogan to the plate. Lincoln takes the first pitch from Rushlow, inside a ball and 1-0. Good to see Lincoln's foot injury last Sunday. It was nothing more serious probably than a deep bruise. As Rushlow, the big tall right-hander, rears back and fires. There's a strike and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. No score if you're just joining us. Watkins and the Piers Lakers this afternoon. The pitch and Hogan lays off on the high fastball, and the pitch ruled a ball in 2-1.
Is that fence and left in play?
It is. It's like the monster, only 300 to the corner and left. So
wow.
They put that big monster up of advertising. Two balls, one strike. Pitches high to Hogan, and 3-1 to Lincoln. 3-1 the count. Here at Bell Field, we got a pretty stiff wind that's blowing in from right field. And the pitch high to Lincoln, and he's going to draw a one-out walk.
It's good at bat right there by Hogan, Randy. Is he? You get Rushlow, you know, he gets the quick out on Geislinger. Sometimes that pitcher, you get that first out, that's the guy you want to get. Maybe let in a little or give in a little bit. So You get that first runner aboard, and now this is the guy you want up with guys on. What a tournament Kevin Kramer had.
Yeah, he had a great region tournament. And of course, he's kind of the vocal leader on the team. He always gets in that huddle before they take their infield, and his words of encouragement. And now on the field, asked to be a leader as he nears 30 or is 30. Pitch two. Kramer is called a ball 1-0. And right now, the home plate umpire not very popular with the Piers Laker fans.
Is that Craig Ehrlichman?
It is.
Oh.
1-1. Hogan takes his lead over at first. And here's Kramer. Squibs one on the ground short. The flip to second for one. The relay not in time as Hogan takes out the second baseman. That's Paul Herman. Took him out pretty good.
Played hard. I mean, trying to bust up the double play. I don't know if that was maybe necessary, but Lincoln plays the game hard. So you get the opportunity to stay out of the double play, keep the inning going.
So Kevin Kramer safe on the fielder's choice, two outs, and it'll bring Danny Berg to the plate. Dan, left-handed hitter, facing Preston Rushlow. But Rushlow, he's a big guy, probably 6'3", just solid. And it's pitch right at the knees to Danny Berg, strike one. 0-1 the count. Well, the majority of our teams have done well. The Class B teams have not done so well. The Cold Spring Springers losing earlier today, 5-3. Heard Sobieski was losing, if not lost already. But throw over to first, and Kevin Kramer back safely.
Avon, local team, with a win. You get the Rockies with a win. You get El Rosa with a win. What was your final? 3-1.
3-1 here.
Van Beck go the whole way?
Peyton Van Beck went the whole way, struck out six, and was in control.
How'd they score?
Just double, single by Peyton Winter scored Ashton Dingman for the first run as Kramer goes on the first pitch. Here's the throw to second, not in time as it gets by the shortstop covering the bag.
Good and jump Sotheby, right there.
Yeah, stolen base by Kevin Kramer. He's in scoring position with two outs. Yeah, just put some singles together, Al Rosa did.
Okay.
The next two runs.
Man, Kramer gets that look in his eye, Randy. It's good night, Jim Kite, right? He's going, and you don't really have much of a chance to throw him out.
Danny Berg at the plate, the count 0-2. Kramer gets a nice lead out at second as the pitch to Berg is high and the count 1-2. Rushlow will lose his hat as he delivers. Has not turned into a bad day.
No.
Pretty nice out. Ball and 2 strikes. Rushlow from the stretch delivers and Berg drills it to left center field. This will score Kramer and maybe give Berg a double as Danny. No, he said, I'm going to slow the train down at first, and the Clippers grab an early 1-0 lead on the RBI single.
Something about those lefties, Randy, those outside pitches that they can just shoot to left center like that. You got two outs, so Kramer obviously going on contact. Just a beautiful piece of hitting right there for Dan Berg, getting the Clippers into the scoring column.
Yeah, and, you know, speed matters. You get Kevin to get that stolen base, get in scoring position, and then all it takes is a slap single. Brendan Ashton comes up to the plate. And I'm sure Brendan was drooling when he saw 300 down the left field line. And sure, there's a little monster of advertising signs you got to get over. But if he hits his towering fly balls like he's known to, easily reached as Brendan fouls it back and out of play in the count 1-1.
You get the eyes get a little big. You played in Stearns County South. You know Lake Henry always got you a little more excited on that
did.
Morning.
Yeah, it did. And the evil of that was batting practice. Because, yeah. Here's the pitch and the strike called to Brendan Ashton and the count 2-1. Kirby and I had that discussion about batting practice yesterday on the ball. I did see your buddy Goose, and I told him we talked about him. So
what'd he say?
He said, yeah, I like batting practice. And pulled at the plate by Brendan Ashton in 2-2. Goose Hadley referring to his brother. Austin plays for Urbank second year, and Austin was the third baseman for Urbank today. So
you saw the whole Hadley family today.
We did, yeah. AJ for El Rosa and Goose and Austin, you bet. 1-2 the count to Ashton. He'll follow this back and out of play. The count at 1-2 yet.
What a job this guy did the last two games of Regions, Randy. Haugen fouls that ball off his foot, has to be lifted from the game. So Ashton, thinking he was going to play first and just kind of relax all day, he's got to catch 2 straight last week.
I talked to his aunt Doris over at Queen Bee's, and Doris said, yeah, Brendan used to be a catcher when he was younger. So I think he grew up in that catcher mold, and now I think he likes first base when you got a catcher like Lincoln Hogan. Rushlow comes home. Curveball a little bit low. Good eye there by Brendan Ashton, and the count 2-2. 2-2 the count. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you this afternoon, and Ashton will follow this back and out of play. Count stays 2-2. 2-2 the count.
Huge grandstand here.
It is big.
Wraps all the way around.
Monstrous. The 2-2 to Ashton. Chop ball again, and Brendan making Rushlow work here in the first. One run in for the Clippers.
Long first inning on the mound for this guy. Just the one hit he's allowed.
Again, the lead by Danny Berg over at first. The 2-2 coming to Ashton, and he swings over the top of it and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the Clipper first, but they do some damage early on, scoring one run here in the inning on one hit. There were no errors and one left on base. We played an inning. Watkins won. And the Piers Lakers, nothing. We're back in a minute and a half here on KASM. Pete Herman leading off the second inning for the Piers Lakers. Swings at the first pitch and now following the second pitch from Justin Thompson to the backstop and 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Kirby, you look at all the room behind home plate here. That's a long run for a catcher. We saw it in my first game today as Herman Faltz is up again in 0-2.
That was a factor?
It was. Al Rosa was able to score a run on a pass ball. Now, while it's two strikes, their third run, which three runs in a ballgame are huge, as Herman drives this to right field. Dan Berg on his horse. He's not going to get this. Berg one-hands it and throws it back into the infield, but not before Pete Herman cruises into second base with a stand-up double.
Tag that. Berg was playing pretty, nobody on base, so probably almost a no doubles, but it burns him over his head as a nice piece of hit right there by Herman. He pounds out a double, leadoff man on for Piers, two innings consecutively.
I'm going to bring Carter Petron to the plate. Lakers throw quite a few left-handed hitters at Justin Thompson. This is fourth left-handed hitter we've seen. And Thompson's pitch to Carter Petron is high for a ball, 1-0. Second hit of the afternoon for Piers. Got to be careful when I talk Piers, because there's three teams in Piers, isn't there?
Yeah. They got the these guys, of course, the Lakers. They've got the Piers Bulldogs.
As this is driven by Petron to left center field, Kevin Kramer cruising over and in the gap makes a catch for out number one. Yeah, and the Piers Brewers.
Brewers, Bulldogs, and Lakers. Now, these guys used to be Lastrup, right?
That's correct.
So it's an opportunity for them, basically. Were they did they move their home games from Lastrup to Piers? Or
I believe so, because Lastrup didn't have a decent field.
Okay.
So, and I think Lastrup had played in Piers for many years already because they didn't have a field.
Okay.
They just called him Lastrup and use the field.
So you might as well just call it Piers then.
That's right.
Okay. First pitch of ball now to Brady Petron.
Runner at second. That's Pete Herman. Brady Petron, right-handed hitter, facing Thompson. Breaking ball. And Petron lies into this foul down by the state board trailer. I think one of our newer state board members had to do a little dance to get out of the way of that. You know, Kirby, I've always been impressed by Region 8C. The hitters are so composed in the batter's box, and they swing such a good bat. Oh.
I think that region.
There's a little bloop. That's going to get over Nolan Geislinger's head, and it's going to tie this ball game up. As coming in to score is Herman, and then Geislinger overruns it in left field, does Carson, and on to second goes Petron, and so it'll be an error on the Clippers, allowing Petron to take second.
So going on the play was Pete Herman, Randy, taking third, and just a little fungo into short left. That easily gets the run across, but as you had mentioned, Carson has the ball slip under his glove, and advancing into scoring position is Brady Petron. So yeah. We got a new ball game now.
And with that guy off, there was no way that Carson was going to get him at home. It's such a great jump. As up at the plate, we have the number 8 hitter, Noah Sakala, the catcher. And Sakala falls his back and out of play. And 0-1.
Circling back, Randy, you talk about that Region 8, even that Victory League in general. I mean, it's the same thing, Region 8 and the Victory League. But just the amount of quality teams you run into during the regular season.
Yeah.
There's really, there's not a lot of slouches.
As this is driven to the left center field gap, Sakala will have himself at least a double. Petron comes in to score, and it's 2-1 Piers Lakers as they have come out hitting the ball. They're the number 4 seed out of Region 8C, and they're making a statement early on here that with four hits, we're not going to take anybody's thunder here. We're the number 4 seed, but we're just as good as the number 1.
Sakala pounding that one. It's a big outfield out here, and Kramer and Geislinger didn't have a shot at that thing as that split the gap perfectly as he cruises into second. Two doubles on the inning, Randy, and they were both scolded pretty good.
Mitch Waitala, the designated hitter, follows the first pitch off and 0-1. And Justin's not fooling anybody early on, Kirby. He doesn't have a strikeout yet. All these hitters are making pretty good contact off of him, following some pitches off. And this pitch inside to Waitala. and the count at 1-1. On deck, leadoff hitter Paul Herman. 1-1, Thompson looks back to second, still nobody out, and there's a strike called in. 0-2, no balls, two strikes. I take it back, there is one out in the inning. I think our scoreboard operator has probably gone to the restroom. With one out, here's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. And the count two, Wojtalla at 1-2.
Bottom of the order, Cold Springs bottom of the order had a day-to-day, Randy. I mean, he had 24 hits, obviously. A lot of guys had days, but this bottom of the Piers order with a nice little run right here.
Exactly. They lead 2-1 over Watkins in the second, and there's a strike called. Wojtalla gets caught looking, and Justin gets his first strikeout of the day.
Needed that one. Keep that runner at second base. Now you got to get nasty with Herman right here. It was a good spot right at the knees to retire Wojtalla.
Paul Herman had one of the four hits off of Justin Thompson. Picked that up in the first inning. Two outs and one on. Thompson kicks, delivers, and this is fouled right over our heads. Got to be careful, Kerb, we don't get a ricochet down here.
Light tower power, you could say, right?
Exactly, exactly. 0-1 the count, two outs. Thompson's pitch in. Herman way out in front of that. Here's a throw back to second, and somehow, some way, Sakala gets back as that throw from Hogan was right on the money, and Nolan Geislinger kind of reached out, and Sakala avoided him.
So he caught it, and he was right at the bag, but there was no one to tag. The guy kind of went around him on the on the get back to the base right there. Nice little Jedi move by Sakala.
0-2. And just missing on the outside corner is Thompson in the count. 1-2. Ball and two strikes with two outs and one on. Two runs in for the Lakers. Thompson ready. He'll come home. Here's a little tap in the infield to second. Block. Flips to Ashton. And 4-3 on the putout. That'll do it for Piers here in the second. They come up with two runs on three hits. One error and one left on base. We played 1.5. It's the Piers Lakers 2 and Watkins 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KESM. Well, right-hander Preston Rauschlow has himself a one-run lead. Here we go to the bottom of the second inning. The Watkins Clippers going to try to change that. Carter Block, Carson Geislinger, Justin Thompson. The middle of this Clipper lineup, 2-1. Piers leading Watkins.
I think that left arm's starting to itch right there, Randy.
Oh, man. Matt Geislinger, of course, with some shoulder issues that occurred during region play this year and unable to pitch in this year's state tournament. I'll bring Carter Block to the plate. Carter is first at bat, and the pitch from Rauschlow. Carter chases that high fastball, and he falls it back and out of play in 0-1.
Well, this guy must be pretty good, Randy, because the left fielder, I feel like, has pitched for every team and their brother in this area or out of that area.
As the pitch at the knees now to Carter Block in 0-2.
Chad Weiss I'm referring to. I feel like you always hear his name on a state tournament roster.
Chad will provide some relief. If it is Block tomahawks this one down the right field line and out of play.
To think Watkins' last weekend runs get three wins without Matt Geislinger throwing a single pitch.
It's pretty incredible. But it says much gut that team's got. Here's a pop-up in the infield over at first base. It's Zendiers makes the catch for the out. I got to wonder, with the sun setting like it is now in the west, this is based like almost Dick Putz Field is, isn't it?
Yep.
You would think the right fielder in that right side going to deal with some sun issues at some point.
Especially those high pops when you're looking up there, Randy. That's got to be tough battling that the entire time. You get the big battle block in there. So nice job by Deers. As the game progresses, we're going to have to keep an eye on that.
Bring Carson Geislinger to the plate. The left-handed hitting Geislinger takes low and outside a ball, 1-0. 1-0, no strikes. As Rauschlow kicks and delivers, and Geislinger will foul this back and out of play. And the count at 1-1. Justin Thompson waiting on deck for Watkins. One ball, one strike. Here's a ground ball hit to short. Up with it cleanly and across the diamond. The play by shortstop Brady Petron. 6-3 in the put out of Carson.
Nice high hop for Petron right there. Strong throw across from shortstop Runce. So say a couple quick ones. Your team gives you two, and then you try to get in the dugout as quick as you can. So far, Rushlow doing just that.
Bring Justin Thompson to the plate. Rushlow's given up just the one hit, and that two, Dan Berg, which drove in a run. Pitch to Thompson, high for a ball, 1-0. It's called Bell Field here in Faribault. Big water park over in the right field area. Thompson swings and misses strike one. Huge parking area. Kirby, do you have to park a little ways away?
I'm like right behind that light tower.
Oh, so you did find a spot.
Yeah, there was a spot waiting for me there.
Ball and a strike to Thompson. Change up. This is fouled to the netting and the count. And a ball and two strikes.
Dundas, on the other hand. My parking, I got to take a nice little stroll through Dundas.
Through the city limits. 1-2 the count. The kick, the pitch. High for a ball. And 2-2.
Meesville tomorrow for you and I. We could see, I get to see them all this weekend.
Meesville at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Kimball and Hutch. Fouled back and out of play by Thompson, and the count stays 2-2. The ball, it's two strikes. A 1:30 game tomorrow, followed by a 4:30 game with Richmond and Hinckley. Here comes the 2-2 to Thompson. That's low, and the count full at 3-2. Rushlow has had a problem. He's losing that hat every once in a while, and that time he had to straighten it out again. Throws his whole body into it. Thompson drills this one foul down the third baseline. That bounces back onto the field. The count stays full at 3-2. This long at bat, Justin Thompson, Preston Rushlow. Throwing down that sign is catcher Noah Sakala, and Thompson will pick up a walk as he takes ball four.
You talked about a long at-bat, Randy. It was a good at-bat, fouling off some pitches. He must have fouled off 2-3 pitches right there. But a good way to extend the inning and try to get something cooking here. Now you for sure get the top of the order up next inning at the least.
I saw it a couple times in our first ball game today, and I forget what team it was, but I remember the situation that the guy had just walked and at long at bat, and the next batter takes the first pitch, and all of a sudden they're out of the inning. And it's like, now Nyman up at the plate, you would hope that maybe he takes a couple pitches, but he takes the first pitch and drills a base hit into left field. See, I just got to say that, and something weird like that happens, Kirk.
It's funny how that works. I mean, but I think you're on the right path though, Randy. He just walked someone. It was a longer at-bat. You're batting ninth. Well, maybe I could work a nice at-bat. Oh, never mind. It's one I want right down the middle. And throw your hands at it, and Nyman's aboard.
There's a couple schools of thought. You're thinking after a pitcher just walked a guy, he's going to groove one and wants to get ahead of the batter. Brings Nolan Geislinger to the plate. The Clippers making a little noise here in the second, trailing 2-1. Runners at first and second, two outs. Nolan Geislinger. His first at-bat today, Nolan grounded to second. Rushlow delivers, and Geislinger takes a strike call, 0-1. The ball is one strike. Rosa Saints sticking around, enjoying their win.
To the victor goes the spoils. Congrats, Saints.
0-1 the count. The kick, the pitch. Here's a ground ball up the middle by Nolan and into center field. It's going to score the tying run as Thompson comes across. And Nolan Geislinger, the RBI single for Watkins here in the second, makes it 2-2.
Go back to that Thompson at bat, Randy. Oh. Look what that turned into. He works out a walk. Base hit behind that. He comes around to score the tying run. That's big time stuff right there. And the young man does it again. I mean, it's not even really a thing anymore, Randy. It's just kind of come to be expected that Nolan's going to be on and he's going to be moving.
It's the seeing eye single thing that Nolan is so good at. And the pitcher tried to swat at it. The second baseman and the shortstop all tried swatting at it. It got by him. Lincoln Hogan to the plate. And Lincoln takes low for a ball, 1-0.
16-year-old Rod Carew, you're saying, or what?
Yeah, yeah. Lincoln walked in his first at-bat, was stranded out on the base paths. Actually, was forced out. Runners at first and second. Nyman at second. Nolan Geislinger at first. Good to see Nyman back into the lineup, too, as he was out after getting injured in his first region game. There's a strike called to Lincoln Hogan. And the count, 1-1. Nyman playing left field against Richmond ran directly into a fence.
We need a chin strap for this Rushalo hat, Randy.
Yeah. 1-1. And Lincoln takes low for a ball. Gosh, he's got a good eye. It's just like he's got so much respect that the umpires just.
Mr. Haugen will tell you if it's a strike.
Yeah. 2-1. 2 outs, 2 on, 1 run in for Watkins. We're tied 2-2 in the second. Buckman will be playing after this game. And the pitch, a swing and a miss. Hogan late on that swing, and 2-2.
So 4 Victory League teams playing all today. Sobey, Avon, Lastrup, or excuse me, Piers, and Buckman. Mm. That's why with the weekend off.
They got the weekend off. Wow. 2-2 the count. Lincoln Hogan back in the box. Rush low, kicks, delivers, and Lincoln chops this one to second. Fielded there and on to first. 4-3 on the putout. That throw by second baseman Paul Herman. That'll do it for Watkins. But they get the equalizer, scoring 1 run on 2 hits. No errors and 2 left on base. We played 2 here at Bell Field in Faribault. 2-2 our score. We're back with Kirby Hemish. He'll take the 3rd inning after this message.
Top 3, Bell Field. I don't know. Paul, Jim. Randy Bell? I don't know which bell they named it after, but that's where we're at here in Faribault. 99th edition of the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Runcie, how many of these you got under your belt on the horn?
Kirby, I would say it's at least probably 30.
30 of them.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good number.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like you're going anywhere anytime soon either, so that'll you'll continue to nibble into that
that's
number.
That's true. That'll bite into it.
Chad Weiss, Preston Rushalo. Ryan Deers due up for the Lakers of Piers. Had a 2-2 game. Thompson had scored the tying run. There was a debate, Randy, I bet, in Watkins this week. Do you go with JT or JT? Justin Thompson or JT Harn? And Matt Geislinger electing to go with his guy, Justin Thompson, who outdueled JT Harn last Saturday. First pitch chopped foul in the batter's box by Chad Weiss. Weiss with a sacrifice bunt in the top of the first inning. Lakers of Piers have scored in, or they scored 2, excuse me, in the top of the second inning. Watkins with 1 in each column on the board. As Thompson set his 1-strike pitch, that curls in there for a strike, says Craig Ehrlichman. Weiss in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count. Opening round action here in the state baseball tournament. Cloud cover off in the distance, but we got bright sunshine on the field here at Bell Field. 0-2 pitch missing low. 1-2 the count. 2-3-4 in the Piers batting order this inning in the third. Thompson's 1-2 pitch. That's popped up. Randy, this is on me. Lincoln actually will stay in the park. Haugen will be called off, and it's dropped at third by Dusty Kramer. Justin Thompson was over there. I was looking at it, Randy, thinking it was coming to me. Haugen didn't go very far. Dusty Kramer calling off Justin Thompson. It drops. That's kind of awkward for Dusty because Justin was right there ready to make that catch.
Yeah. Dustin ran probably 90 to 100 feet to get to that ball. That's a long time looking up in the air following that baseball. Justin comes just sideways at it.
We'll see if Weiss can make that hurt. 1-2 pitch missing high. Evens it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. Leadoff hitter in a 2-2 ball game. We're here in the top of the third inning. As Thompson set his 2-2, that is missing low, and that'll fill it up at 3-2. Were these guys the 4 or the 3 in the Region 8?
4.
4 seat. Two and four. As the 3-2, that's hit in the air to left field, short left. Geislinger goes out. It'll be called off by Carson Geislinger coming on and left to make the catch for out number one. You get Nolan going out on it. Carson coming in. He makes the grab.
I mean, two near collisions with Thompson and Kramer and now Geislinger. I mean, you got to give him credit for hustling, Kirby. I mean, they're right by the ball.
Absolutely. Go play hard. It's a state tournament. Playing in mid-August. And that'll bring Preston Rushlow to the plate. He bounced out to Nolan Geislinger first time up as Thompson missing away with a ball right there. 350 dead center here at Bell Field, 330 right field line, 300 even down the left field line, but I got probably a 40-foot high wall over there. And that goes out for about 40, 50 feet. As a 1-0 pitch missing as well from Thompson. Now 2-0. Justin Sett, his 2-0 pitch. That's outside 3-0 to Preston Rushlow. Ryan Deers on deck for the Piers Lakers. Thompson working from the stretch the entire time. I think he got into the windup a little bit the first weekend as the 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike. But for the most part, he works from that stretch as 3-1 the count. Thompson with a shake of the head, and now him and Lincoln Haugen get on the same page as the 3-1 pitch. That's hit on the ground towards short. Second hop fielded by Geislinger. His throw across in time. 6-3. He gets him 6-3 for the second time. And Rushlow retired for out number two.
That took one nice little hop right in front of Nolan Geislinger. And a young shortstop like that, you're going, yeah, that's a gimme. I like that hop. Kirby, I made that comment earlier today, too. Look at the center field flag. It's not
moving. Doesn't move, yeah.
But then you look behind us and you look at the flags.
You can feel it.
Yeah, I mean, there's wind out there that is probably making the ball do some tricks.
Ryan Deere's first offering from Thompson in there for a strike. Deers bounced out to Brendan Ashton to end a Laker threat in the first inning. That wind, that flag in center as this pitch is smoked into right field. Danberg coming on, making the sliding catch in right. Danny B with a nice play to retire the Lakers here in the third. Thompson puts them down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We have played 2.5. We're tied at 2. 2-2 our score. On to the bottom of the third in 1 minute. Right here on Chasm Radio. Bottom of the third, middle of the order. It's Kramer, it's Berg, it's Ashton up for the Clippers. We're at a 2-2 ball game as Watkins looking for the icebreaker right here, trying to break this tie. Second look for the meat of the order with Preston Rushlow on the mound for the Piers Lakers, as Rushlow ready to rock. His first offering to Kramer. Kev scored a run for Watkins back in the first inning. He reached on a fielder's choice where he beat out a double play ball. Stole second, came across the score on a Dan Berg base knock. As 1-0 the count to the Clipper center fielder. As Rushlow's 1-0 pitch, that is hit in the air a long, long way, but foul. It had the height. It had the distance. Location, Randy, just a little off.
You kind of wonder, is there a river behind there? Kind of look at the tree line.
Where the tree line stops, yeah, right at the edge,
yeah,
there?
Just all the way in the backside. A lot of times these parks are built around rivers, but yeah, that one, if there's a river back there, it's wet.
1-1 pitch to Kramer, missing low.
That was the furthest ball I've seen hit in the 2+ games that I've seen so
far.
Well,
yeah. You didn't see the Rockies. And there's two home runs in that Avon game, apparently, too. So the 2-1 pitch to Kramer, that's missing high. Now 3-1.
Well, Caleb Curry hit that 3-run homer that tied it, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
The Fairmont has a 3-hitter, apparently. He tattooed one over the right center fence. 3-1 the count right now. As the 3-1 offering, Kramer chasing this one, skies it to left. Coming on in left is Chad Weiss. Has room. Measured and makes the catch for out number one to keep the guy you want off the bases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and get a bat for Kevin Kramer and his frustration. He's walking back to the dugout trying to think how could I have approached that better. Just got underneath that ball just a little bit too much.
Bring Dan Berg to the plate. Cleanup hitter for Matt Geislinger's Clippers. He had an RBI single his last time up as Berg looks at a strike from Peyton Rushlow. Did Dan retire for a little bit? Was he out of the game?
You know, I don't know for sure, Kirby.
As the one strike pitch to Berg, that is hit in the air to left. That'll twist foul into the corner, not into the Kramer territory, but Dan hitting that one a long way. For some reason, I thought last year, if Watkins was kind of short rostered and riddled by injury a little bit, that I thought I heard maybe he came back out of retirement. And now you got him hitting cleanup.
Yeah,
a year later.
He loves the game.
If that story holds water, as Berg's going to call time staring contest between him and Rushlow. Awarded time by Craig Ehrlichman,
the Eden Valley Watkins head baseball and wrestling coach.
As Rushlow's 0-2 pitch to Berg, that's missing up and away. Moves our count to 1-2. And if you're counting, take another Rushlow hat falling off in your on your clicker. 1-2 the count. Pierce right-hander, 1-2 pitch, just off the corner. Good take right there by Dan Berg, evening our count up at 2-2.
He just flings that head so hard, Kirby.
Makes you wonder how form-fitting that hat is.
Exactly.
2-2 pitch, off-speed, fouled straight back by Berg into the padding behind home plate.
Because it's happening every pitch. It's 3 in a row now. Wow.
Two and two, the count with one away. 2-2 our score. As this pitch hit on the ground towards second. Second baseman is Herman. He gobbles it up, flips it over to first, 4-3 for two quick ones here.
Rob Schlow getting Danny Berg to chase that ball a little bit down in the strike zone.
So two away, Brendan Ashton to the plate. Seems like he's living a little more accurately right here. As Brendan Ashton into the batter's box. First pitch missing high for a ball. Got my sources out there, Randy. It said that Dan Berg did not play during the COVID year. He came back and played last year.
Sure.
So there was a brief retirement in there. Thank you, Dusty. As the 1-0 pitch, Ashton pops up fouling out of play, evening it up at 1-1. That was a year I don't miss. The 2020 state tournament,
no.
COVID state tournament. Both Cold Spring teams taking third as Ashton taps this one towards third. Fielded at the hot corner by Herman. Throw across is in time. And a quick breeze of an inning right there for Rushlow as he dices right through the middle and the meat of the Watkins order, getting Kramer, Berg, and Ashton in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We have played three. 2-2 our score. On to the fourth in 1 minute, and you'll hear it with Randy and Kirby on Chasm. Cloud jumps in front of the sun as we head to the fourth. Peter Herman, Carter Petron, Brady Petron. As first pitch, was that Fouls?
Yeah.
Or he's shaking his hand. Did it hit him in the hand?
I don't know if he fouled it off so close to his hand that he got a stinger on it.
I was admiring your penmanship because you were kind enough to fill out. Well, so they have ball on the scoreboard, but the way the scoreboard's been operated thus far, I'm not putting a lot of stock into that. Now Herman empties the cleats a little bit as he comes up empty on a big old swing and a miss on a daddy hack. The ball got to the backstop and his hand was hurting. There's no way. Might be 0-2 as this pitch is hit in the air. That's high, deep into the right field corner. That'll twist foul. Berg has a play. Berg makes the play in the right field corner. That ball just hung up there for Dan, Randy, and he puts it away for a high and loud out number one.
That's two moonshots for him out to right field. And, yeah, if I'm Dan Berg, when Herman comes up to the plate, Kirby, yeah, we'll keep it in front of us, right?
You should have seen where New York Mills was playing today. I mean, it was Ficker's wall bangers today for the Rockies, but it was like 365 to center field. That center fielder might have been playing 360 at one point, just watching it hit off the fence and come down to him. First pitch of ball to Casper Petron. Flew out to center fielder Kevin Kramer back in the two-run second inning for Pierce. We're tied at two here in the bottom of the fourth, in the top of the fourth inning. Thompson missing twice now to Petron. As JT set his 2-0 pitch, that's high ball three. 3-0 on deck, Brady Petron.
Justin Thompson had a rough second inning, Kirby, but he had a good third inning and cruising hopefully here in the fourth.
1-0 pitch, or 3-0 pitch, excuse me, in there for a strike. Now 3-1. Bell Field here in Faribault. First round action. State attorney, 3-1 pitch, popped up, short center. Geislinger goes out. Nolan wants the ball. He'll call. He'll catch. Carson was right in there as well. Those two just can't get away from one another, huh, Randy? It's like a family reunion.
Exactly.
Every time the ball gets popped up, but Nolan puts it away for a harmless out number two.
Yeah, and at what point, I mean, do you as a left fielder go, Nolan's going to get it?
Yeah.
I mean, because he's already turned and he's camped under it. It's like, maybe I back away and just let him take it.
I'd say the trust should definitely be there.
Yep.
Brady Petron into the batter's box as the first pitch to Brady. Popped up foul and out of play. Winner of this one, if memory serves me, Runts would play. I know they play Red Wing. I just can't remember the date of it. As one strike the count. One strike pitch, that's missing low, evening it up at 1-1. Got my bracket right here, otherwise too, Runtsy. You don't have to go digging. As the Watkins and Piers winner.
Friday night,
they get Dundas as this ball hit in the air to left. Easy play coming on is Carson Geislinger. He puts it away, and it is a 1-2-3 top of the fourth inning for Justin Thompson and the Clippers out in the field, retiring the Lakers in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. On to the bottom of the fourth. 2-2 our score. Good one brewing here between Piers and Watkins. We're back in a minute on Chasm Radio. 2-2 to the bottom of the fourth. Starts with Carter Block. It'll be Block, Carson Geislinger, and Justin Thompson looking to break the 2-2 tie as we head to the second half of the fourth inning. Block with a soft flyout his first time up. Watkins got one in the first, one in the second, couple blanks put up by Preston Rushlow. As the first offering from Rushlow to Block, that is in there for a strike.
Boy, he throws hard.
Getting ahead with that fastball,
like
too.
Just like a big windmill.
It's a good call, Randy. As this pitch popped up over foul at first, out of room at first, is Ryan Deers. It's almost like that old pitching machine.
Do you remember seeing the Lake Henry pitching machine?
Is that what they used to have?
They had one of those
back
like in the day.
Clasp it?
Yeah.
Whip it in there.
Yeah.
I never saw that one. I thought that's what they called
Lindsay's probably got it in the back shed or something.
I thought that's what they called you when you were pitching against Lake Henry.
No, my ball had way too much movement on it.
0-2 pitch to Block. That's missing high. Now 1-2.
It's like movement into the dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beats movement over the fence, I guess. 1-2 the count as Rushlow. His offering, that is just above the letters to Block, evening it up at 2-2, and yes, Preston's hat fell off. Maybe he's wearing someone else's hat. Didn't write his number in there. As the 2-2 pitch, Block sends this one to center field. Going back on it with a play in center is Gertz. He will make the catch in front of the fence for a long out number one.
You know, I've done broadcasts from many parks where it's 350 to center field. It just seems a lot deeper than 350 out there, Kirby. Maybe it's the angle we have, but.
I would stamp that, though. I mean, you look out and you've seen 350 plenty.
Yeah.
Maybe that seems more like a 370.
Exactly.
Should I get Google Maps out and see what the measure distance has to say? Carson Geislinger into the batter's box. As first offering from Rushlow to Carson. That's popped up foul and out of play. Geislinger bounced out to the shortstop, Brady Petron. That was his only plate appearance back in the second inning. He was the second out of that inning. Then they went walk, single, single to get that run across. It was a tying run, all coming with two outs for the Clips in the second. One strike pitch missing high for a ball. Watkins in there, navy tops, white W right above the heart. As the 1-1 pitch is popped up foul out of play, now 1-2. Little baby blue piping around that W. Striped pants. I love the name on the back.
Mm-hmm.
That's pro right there. Looks
That's
cool.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yep.
1-2 the count. I bet they're not happy about that when they get a new guy, though. This pitch popped up right side of the infield. Second baseman coming on into the infield grass, making the catch is Paul Herman for a soft flyout for out number two. And Randy, guys' eyes getting a little big right now. We're seeing a lot of pop-ups.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, Rushlow's second time through the order now, and guys are going, he's pretty straight fastball, Let's just sit back and rip. And a lot of times when you do that curve, you tend to get underneath it more often than not.
Justin Thompson with two away looks at a first pitch ball off the plate right there. Thompson scored the second clipper run. He started that two-out rally with a walk on a very good at-bat back in the second inning. And this will hit him. So Justin aboard. He has been to the plate twice, and he's yet to put the ball in play, but he's been aboard each time, walking a hit by pitch.
Well, and that happened in his last at-bat where he walked Kirby, and they ended up getting a run. That's two-out run.
Got to second on a Nyman base knot, and then came across the score on the Nolan Geislinger RBI single. The Thompson aboard. We saw Kramer test the catcher Noah Sakala. No offense to Thompson, but he's not Kevin Kramer. As first pitch in there for a strike to Landon Nyman. Nyman in the nine spot. It's not Aitman. As one strike the count. Rushlow looks into his catcher Sakala for the sign. Right-hander set at the chin. 1-1 pitch or 1-0 pitch missing down. Nolan in the on-deck circle for Watkins. 2-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Piers and Watkins opening round action. This pitch popped up foul and out of play. Moves our count to 1-2. Runners up in Region 15C were the Clippers. Three wins last weekend over Lux Richmond and the butt-whooping against El Rosa they put on them. Something I brought up to you yesterday, it just baffled me, Randy, that as the 1-2 pitch, that's chopped foul, the first and second seeded teams didn't play in the regions. I can't tell you that that probably had ever happened. Almost impossible the way the bracket used to look. Martins and Clippers didn't meet. As 1-2 the count to Landon Nyman. Thompson, bigger lead at first as this pitch in at the knees. Nyman goes down looking for out number three. Strikeout number one for Preston Rushlow. That is actually the second strikeout, and that does it for Watkins here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Tied up at two through four. It is Watkins and Piers. State tournament action right here on KASM. We're back in 1 minute.